helping us steps up to appease Tory MPs. After months of tension between him and Edward Davey, the Liberal Democrat Energy Secretary, John Hayes has been moved from that department to act as the Prime Minister's senior parliamentary adviser. His brief, it seems, to keep Mr Cameron informed about the mood of MPs, many of whom are unhappy about the coalition, and indeed about Mr Cameron's leadership. We're told Mr Hayes is popular among backbenchers in part because of his criticism of policies promoting wind farms and same-sex marriage, both of which policies are supported by David Cameron. Well, John Hayes joins us live on PM. And Mr Hayes, is this a promotion for you?
Absolutely. I'm going to become a Minister of State in the Cabinet Office, a member of the Privy Council, and working very closely with the Prime Minister. Who wouldn't want that? It's a great honour, great thrill to be working with the Prime Minister to do best by Britain.
You've got to keep him informed, though, about the mood of MPs, haven't you? Many of whom are unhappy about the coalition and about his leadership. What can you tell him he doesn't already know?
Well, the Prime Minister obviously is a busy man. He's running the country. He's representing Britain in a global race. So, you know, he's absolutely right that he has a team around him that can do the job you described, that can keep him in close touch with the mood of the party, that can communicate what we need to do so, both to him from the party, from him to the party. That's absolutely right. Great honour that I'm doing it, and I'll give it my best shot. You know that.
And that includes giving him the unvarnished truth, does it?
Well, absolutely. I've known the Prime Minister since he entered the House. In those days, I had the job of what's now called Assistant Chief Whip. So I've known him since he was a backbencher. We've always had a very positive, good relationship. We've always got on well. And I think he knows that I tell it as it is.
But some of that truth won't be pretty, will it?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, of course it's true that there has to be honesty in all those kind of relationships. But most people recognise that we're tackling some really tough challenges, our welfare reforms, our education reforms, the Prime Minister taking forward policy on immigration last week. We're doing all kinds of important things, radical things.
But the Prime Minister's own standing, his relationship with his backbenchers is constantly under question. We've heard talks about leadership challenges. And The Telegraph's Benedict Brogan, for example, wrote this week that the party's already acting as though Mr Cameron's a lame duck. Can you do anything to help him out of that situation?
I believe in our party, my instincts, the party's instincts. I believe in our Prime Minister. I think the Prime Minister, certainly if you gauge by not only his position on the world stage, by the way he's seen as a statesman and a leader.
But it's not the world stage we're talking about. It's his backbenchers. Lots of whom are unhappy.
By his performances in the House of Commons, by the way he operates in Parliament, I think we have an exceptional leader. And I'm very privileged, very proud to be working with him. You know, my instincts are the party's instincts, and so are David Cameron's. And we're going to take that forward, and I'm going to help him do that.
Not on energy and same-sex marriage, by the sounds of it. Anyway, you're being called an ambassador from the right, aren't you? You'd acknowledge that. You're a founding member of the Cornerstone Group, which champions traditional values. Does your appointment then signal that Mr Cameron wants, in fact, needs to get the right on his side?
Well, you're a sophisticated commentator, Carolyn, and you know that politics are not linear. Of course, we're all complex in whether we're right or left or centre. I'm just a conservative. I'm an authentic conservative. And we're a broad church in our party. My many friends across the party, and the Prime Minister is more than capable of leading across the party.
But you understand the right of the Tory party, don't you? Including the 2010 intake, and Number 10, it seems, doesn't.
I get on well with a lot of my parliamentary colleagues. You flatteringly just said that I was popular. I hope that's true. It is absolutely right that the Prime Minister has a team of people around him who can work, as I said earlier, to act as a conduit to both receive and deliver messages. This is about allowing our policy agenda, allowing the way forward to be shaped by the understanding, the insight, the experience of all of our team, and our team is our whole parliamentary party.
Well, where do you think he's made mistakes, then, that need correcting?
Well, I think when you get to the midterm in a government, you take stock, you look at what you've done, you look at what you want to do. It's only 2 years away now from the next election, and democratic polity, governments are answerable to the people, of course. So it's the right time now to appraise that and to move on.
And move away from what? Move away from what, in your view? What's he done wrong?
Move on, not a move away. I think, actually, the government's more radical than anyone assumed it would be. You know, when the coalition came in, many people thought that we wouldn't be capable of taking forward a radical agenda. I think what I did as skills minister at apprenticeship, look what Michael Gove's doing in education, look what Ian Duncan Smith's doing in welfare, led by the Prime Minister leading that process.
But why then are so many backbenchers unhappy? I hear them constantly complaining about the leadership. He's not listening, he doesn't understand, he doesn't know what constituents want. You know, something has gone dangerously wrong, hasn't it?
I don't think it's gone dangerously wrong, but I think what the Prime Minister's recognised is in my appointment is he wants to build the team that allows for that communication to happen. Now, clearly, that's about listening, shaping policy, as I say, through the insight and understanding of backbench colleagues. The very fact that he's appointed me shows the Prime Minister knows about this and cares about this.
Just on that appointment, some papers are saying that perhaps you were moved because of fears that big international energy companies would pull out or restrict their investment in Britain if you stayed as an energy minister. Is that absolutely not the case? It's not that you were a threat at a time when final investment decisions are being made for new offshore wind, nuclear and gas generation, of which you're not a great fan?
I'm a great fan of nuclear and gas generation. And
not wind.
I think offshore wind provides a great opportunity in all three of the areas. I've had incredibly productive discussion with industry. No, I mean, you'd hardly put Michael Fallon, who's a robust character, probably just as robust a character as me, in that job if you felt that we needed a change of tone or direction. Now, and the other thing about that, let me just put this on the record. Ed David and I've got on actually very well in the energy department. As anyone in that department will tell you.
You've hidden it well.
Sorry?
You've hidden it well.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We worked on the energy bill. Don't forget, I took the energy bill through the committee stage of the House. That was a bill, perhaps the most important energy bill for a generation. That was shaped, debated, very much with Ed and I heavily involved in the process. So, no, I enjoyed my time in energy, but this is an important challenge the PMRC has taken on, and I will.
Now, help me with something, because you are becoming effectively Mr Cameron's eyes and ears in the Commons. What's Sam Giemer doing then? Because I thought he was his parliamentary private secretary.
Sam's a pal of mine, and he's an important character in that team. This is all about teamwork. I emphasise that because it's so, isn't it? We all bring different talents, different strengths. I've been around rather longer, and that helps. Sam's obviously got the connection to the 2010 intake, and that's important too. We'll work as a team. We all bring different things to the team.
John Hayes, thanks very much.